Well, the implications of the newest social distancing rules are likely to be devastating for bars and restaurants and for sole traders who run events like quiz nights in some of those facilities. As Tom reported, the National Cabinet has decreed that enclosed venues can only admit one person for every 4 square metres. Our reporter Isabel Rowe has been out to some businesses in Sydney to gauge how they'll manage those changes.
Just walking around Sydney's CBD and Surry Hills area, it's clear that there are going to be so many businesses affected by this new social distancing rule. There's one pub in Surry Hills. They were unable to talk to me on the record, but they clearly already have measures in place. People need to be 1.5 metres away from each other, and they've reduced capacity, but this rule goes just that much further. There's going to have to be a lot fewer people in pubs like that one. One of the cafes I walked past said they're already just doing takeaway so that they don't need to have people in their enclosed space. It's also a question for gyms. One gym owner I spoke to said that he didn't know how they were going to enforce and put caps on numbers of people in gyms like his. Friday afternoon happy hour is already very quiet in this pub in Sydney's Surry Hills. As I arrive, licensee Lachlan Lamont is just hearing about the Prime Minister's announcement of tighter crowd restrictions.
We've already been struggling. The 100 people within the venue, like, we haven't even been close to getting to 100. People aren't coming in.
You've just heard about these new rules. How does that affect you, do you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was aware that they were debating it this morning. Obviously, it's going to have a huge impact for business here. We've already shut 2 floors of the 4 stories. Now we're going to have to move tables and furniture and limit the capacity.
Lachlan Lamont steps out what he thinks is about 4 square metres in a corner of the bar. A table that could seat about 4 will now only be allowed to seat 1. The example that was given was if you have a place that's 100 square metres, you could have 25 people in there. Have you done the maths here yet?
I haven't done the maths yet, no. I do have the plans downstairs. I mean, where this floor's licensed for 150, the roof's 120.
So how much would you have to drop that by?
A quarter, I guess.
Nearby, Nada Nedelkovsky and her family are huddled at a table in their Macedonian-inspired cafe. They're almost the only people there. Social distancing is already taking its toll.
It's really, really bad. You know, we suffering like every day. A lot of people are away. I do worry about my staff because I don't want to let them go, but there's no way I can pay because rent why?
You've obviously got a few tables in here.
Yeah.
This afternoon, the Prime Minister has announced that each person needs to have a 4 square metre sort of space. Mm-hmm. So say there's a venue that's 100 square metres, you can only have 25 people in there. How do you think you would deal with that?
We can spread the tables around, like, you know, like a lot of people don't sit close by now because of that. They can just take the food away. It'll be easier for us as well. And also we can make some business.
Have you been able to think about the long term at this point, or are you just trying to do day by day?
We're just dealing day by day. If I start thinking about long term, I think I'm going to go crazy. David, which is that my son, I just saw him last night. He was crying about the stuff. More about the stuff.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. But I still have a smile on my face. Talk to my customers. Be nice with them. What else can I say?
Cafe owner Nada Nedelkovsky speaking with our reporter Isabel Rowe.